Michael Keane. It's 4 minutes to nine. A production of Harold Pinter's The Dumb Waiter was supposed to open tonight at London's Hampstead Theatre, 60 years after the same theatre, then known as the Hampstead Theatre Club and in a different location, staged its premiere. And so for this morning's The Show Must Go On, where we give time to cancelled performances, we're joined by actors Harry Lloyd and Philip Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning.
What a disappointment, Harry.
Yeah, it was very strange. The rug just got pulled from our feet. On Monday night, we did our last day rehearsals in the room, and the next day we were going to tech it. They built the set, the lights are positioned. We're a day away. We've got it in our bodies, and we're just waiting to go ahead.
It's a real shame. We're lucky enough to hear you two do a scene from it, or part of a scene from it. Philip, do you want to introduce that and then begin?
Yes, this is a play that was premiered at Hampstead Theatre 60 years ago in January 1960, and it's part of a season of plays that Hampstead are putting on, that of plays that actually originated at Hampstead, mainly in the 1960s and 1970s. So this is a little extract from it.
Well, they're coming, Andy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You're always running out, aren't you?
All the time.
Well, they're coming, Andy, then.
Yes.
Weren't they?
Yes, I could do with them. I could do with them, too.
You could, eh?
Yes.
Why?
Well, we haven't got any.
Well, you've got some now, haven't you?
Well, I can light the kettle now.
Yes, you're always cadgy matches. How many you got there?
About a dozen.
Well, don't lose them. Red too. You don't even need a box. Don't waste them. Go on. Go and light it.
Eh?
Go and light it.
Light what?
The kettle.
You mean the gas?
Who does?
You do.
What do you mean? I mean the gas.
Well, that's what you mean, don't you? The gas.
If I say go and light the kettle, I mean go and light the kettle.
How can you light a kettle?
It's a figure of speech. Light the kettle. It's a figure of speech.
I've never heard it.
Light the kettle. It's common usage.
I think you got it wrong.
What do you mean?
They say put on the kettle.
Who says? I have never in all my life heard anyone say put on the kettle.
Not about my mother used to say it.
Your mother? When did you last see your mother?
I don't know. About...
Well, what are you talking about your mother for? Gus, I'm not trying to be unreasonable. I'm just trying to point out something to you.
Yes,
but... I'm a senior partner here, me or you.
You?
I'm only looking after your interests, Gus. You've got to learn, mate.
Yes, but I've never...
Nobody heard. Says light the gas. What does the gas light?
What does a gas...
The kettle, you fool!
I feel like I probably should have left a Pinter-esque pause at the end of that. But thank you both for giving us that. It's a real shame it's not on like so many other performances, but this is not like any theatre putting on Pinter. This was a theatre that he was very closely associated with.
Yes, I mean, this is kind of where it started. The original production, directed by James Bruce Evans, who was the kind of artistic founder of Hampstead, it was in a village hall. They moved the set across the street every night. It was very... It was a skeleton production, but it was the play is still massively resonant, and it's about two guys alone on a basement in 1957 waiting for their target, these two hitmen. So it's kind of all about self-isolation, really.
Very poignant. And
yes,
just briefly, you keep the set up, Philip, in the hope.
I better say again.
You keep the set up in the hope.
The set is ready. We were going into the theatre literally the day after we cancelled, so it's there sitting, waiting for us. But who knows when we might
who knows?
Be acquainted with it again.
Thank you both very much, Philip Jackson, Harry Lloyd.